Ninth Perek of Valmetzia, 13th Mishnah. Now we're turning halachas of taking a mashkan, a security. When a person lends money, he's supposed to lend the money, and he's not allowed to, in certain circumstances, force the person to pay him. The person doesn't have what to pay him. If the person has money to pay him, that's a different thing. But so a mashkan, a malus v'ver, somebody lends money to his friend, mashkanenu elu bezin. He should not take a mashkan against his will to guarantee payment unless he has a shliach bezin, which is appointed by bezin, that does this. Now you can make up in advance that I'm lending you the money only if you give me a mashkan. That's no problem. But here we're talking about that he made a regular loan without a mashkan, and now the guy's not paying back. He wants to chap a mashkan to force him to pay back. So that is iser for the malvah to go into his house and the bezin send a shliach to take the mashkan. Maisa says even the shliach bezin should not go into his house to take out the mashkan forcibly, but he should tell them that the bezin wants you to pass something by me to hold for it. Shenema, even the shliach bezin is not like going to the guy's house, you just wait at the door and tell him that the bezin wants you to give the mashkan. Shenema, b'chutz damal, you should stand outside. This person had two kelim that he needed. You leave one of them for him. In other words, it's basic necessities you leave for him. Also, if the mashkin was a pillow, he has to give back the pillow at night. And if it's a plow that he works in the day, he has to give it back. So you can ask me, so what's the mashkin help if he's always getting back when he needs it? Still, it's a tircha for him to have to come pick it up and deliver it. If he died, then the malvah can keep it. The one who lent the money can keep it for himself. Since he's holding it, he has to return it to him. It's only up to 30 days. If a guy didn't pay back within 30 days, then we sell this object for payment of the loan. Period. The Torah says, you're not allowed to take a mashkan forcibly from an amona. Don't think it's only a poor one, even a wealthy one. There's a third iser of being choyvel, a kelim that are used for making food. So choyvel rechayim, if he takes a mashkan as a milling stone, if he took the whole mill, he has over for two iserim. Why? Shenemel leyachvel rechayim verochav. Rechayim is the bottom stone and verochav is the top stone. Not only those get the milling tools, it's prohibited to take a mashkan from kelim that are used to make food.